As you know, Al-Qaeda is not the only extremist group threatening the West. If you believe a video released by ISIS yesterday, it wants to bring its war to North America. In the video, a man from Ottawa calls on his Muslim countrymen to carry out lone wolf attacks on Canadian targets. The man's name is John McGuire. It seems he traveled to Syria to join ISIS back in January of 2013. Now he identifies himself as Abu Anwar al-Qanati, and in that ISIS video, he refers to two fellow Canadians who carried out attacks in October, including the one that ended with the attacker shot and killed inside Canada's parliament.
O people of Canada, you are said to be an educated people. So what is preventing you from being able to put two and two together and understanding that operations such as that of Brother Ahmed Rouleau of Montreal and the storming of Parliament Hill in Ottawa are carried out in direct response to your participation in the coalition of nations waging war against the Muslim people?
The CBC's Adrian Arsenault has been investigating John McGuire and his evolution as a jihadist, and Adrian joins me now from Toronto. Tell us more about what you know about the man in this video, Adrian.
Well, I think we're talking about a relatively bright young man, you know, 23 years old, studied engineering at the University of Ottawa, converted some time ago. He, according to some of his friends, started to make it clear that he was changing and transforming. As so often is the case, his social media profile started to, you know, ooze with hatred and with ISIS propaganda long before he left the country. I think that quite clearly put him in the sights of authorities here, who ultimately learned that he left for Syria on a one-way ticket in January 2013. They were the ones who actually informed his family that he had in fact gone. We think he has been spending some time in Mosul, Iraq, and from what we can tell from the video, this wasn't recorded that long ago at all.
And in this video, he's not encouraging Canadians to come to Syria to fight on behalf of ISIS or the Mideast. He's encouraging lone wolf attacks on Canadian soldiers there. Is that a new sort of appeal for these foreign fighters?
No, and it is, to be fair, a little bit of both in the sense that he issued such an ISIS-sounding threat, which was either buy your plane ticket or sharpen your knives. He is suggesting that if you really are on the right path, he claims, which is his path, then either you must leave Canada or you must lash out and attack Canadians where they live. This is something that has certainly terrified security agencies here for some time, this fear that people like McGuire would come back to Canada and potentially bring their fight with them, or they would encourage those who are here and stuck here, if you will, who no longer have passports or are no-fly lists and are terribly frustrated by that, to lash out and kill. And that's exactly what we have seen happen here. So, you know, no one wants to give him too much light or air, but at the same time, you can bet there are some worried people in Ottawa now.
Well, on that last point, I'd like listeners to hear another part of the video, which kind of stands out. It's John McGuire kind of appealing to everybody, just how much he is a typical Canadian. Let's hear that.
I was one of you. I was a typical Canadian. I grew up on the hockey rink and spent my teenage years on stage playing guitar. I had no criminal record. I was a bright student and maintained a strong GPA in university. So how could one of your people end up in my place?
I used to be just like the rest of you Canadians, he's basically saying. Has ISIS used this technique before?
You know, ISIS has not only used it, ISIS has overused it. He is taking lines right out of another Canadian ISIS fighter's speech, if you will, a man who's dead now named André Poulin, who played off the same, I used to play hockey, I was just like you, I would like to go hunting and fishing, and I had a normal life, and I didn't get in trouble, some of which was completely wrong. He got in a lot of trouble. But this effort to say, I'm just like you, is really all that these young men are good for, as far as ISIS is concerned. ISIS is very clever. When they see new recruits come their way, they look at them and say, you're a fighter. No, you're in the IT department. Your English is pretty good. We will use that,
Wow. Which
is exactly what they're doing here.
The CBC's Adrian Arsenault speaking with me from Toronto. Adrian, thank you very much.
Not at all.